Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav, the first Halleluka. So, as Mom explains, we just finished Ashrei, where Ashrei is a whole lot of praising of Hashem, but they're more generic praises. Starts the Halleluka, Halleli Nafshi Es Hashem, where this is Nafshi, this is a personal. We're going to get more specific in all the Tovos that Hashem does for us. That's Pasuk Aleph. How would this be becoming Halleli Nafshi, more than just the generic Ashrei. So Pasuk Beis, Ahalo Hashem b'chayoi, Azama l'okai b'oidi. So Rashi says that we want to praise Hashem while we're still alive. The Malbim explains that we're doing two things. We're thanking Hashem for chayim, that we are alive, and the fact that Hashem does more than just life. He doesn't just keep us alive. He gives us life plus. And that's Ahalo Hashem b'chayoi, Azama l'okai b'oidi, more than just the chayim. And the Malbim makes a diak here. That it says we're Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Then it says Elokai. He says Hashem, Yudke Vavke is the name for Hashkacha Klalis. And Elokai, Elokim, this is the name for Hashem, for Hashkacha Pratis. Then he makes another dig. Ahalala, Halel is one level of praise, and Zamra is a higher level. So it goes together like this. Ahal Hashem Mechayoi. I'm going to thank Hashem, Hashkacha Klalis, for the generic watching out over us, giving us life with a level of halal. But then for the Hashkacha Pratis, for the additions that we have in life that Hashem gives us, a Zamra, I'm going to praise the higher level of praise. Pasuk Gimel and Dalet go together. Al tivzichu b'nadivim b'ben adam shein l'tshua, teitei rucha yoshu l'admasai, b'yom ahu avdu ashenoysav. Which Hashem is saying, the Dabar HaMach is saying that it's important not to put your trust into Nadivim, which means even the generous people, and they're nice, generous people, but there's two things that they have working against them. First of all, they can't guarantee everything. They're not able to do everything. And second of all, they may die. They're not eternal. That's what he's saying. Al tiftechu b'nadivim, don't put your bitachon in people, ben adam shein l'teshua, people that may not have the ability to do things. And also, teitei rucha yashu l'amasai. At some point, they're going to die. They're going to pass on. And then, you're going to lose your machshavas. You're going to lose what you were counting on. So therefore, Gimel and Dalet are saying two reasons why not to put your trust and bitachon into people. Comes along, Pasuk Hei and Vav, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Bezrei, Siva Al Hashem Elokav. Yaakov Avinu, the Malbim brings Pesukim, Yaakov Avinu put his bitachon in Hashem. Now, what's the advantage of putting Pesach on Hashem? Pasuk Vav, Osei Shemayim Ba'aretz, Es Hayam Es Kol Hashavam, Hashem Emes Le'olam. He created the world and he's here forever. Those two things that you didn't have by a human, you have by Hashem. There's no such thing as Hashem not being able. He created the world. He's able to do anything. And he's Nitzchi. He's eternal. He never goes away. He's Le'olam. And that's the Hey Vav, why we should be putting our Bitachon in Hashem as opposed to in Bnei Adam. Now, Pasuk Zion, Oisem Mishpat La'ashukim, Noshem Lechem La'evim, Hashem Atir Asurim. The Malbim darshens this Pasuk backwards, going from the end, which is when a human king lets someone out of jail, that's it. He lets him out and now you're on your own. Hashem is Matir Asurim. Hashem lets people out of jail, releases people from their bondage, but he doesn't forget about them. Noshem Lechem La'evim. He also supports them. And Oisem Mishpat La'ashukim, he'll carry out punishments for anyone who improperly imprisoned him. Meaning Hashem is there for us every step of the way. It's not just, okay, one thing, now you're on your own. As opposed to a human king may give us one present, but then let the rest are on our own. That's Pasuk Zion. Pasuk Ches, Hashem pokeach ivrim, Hashem zokev kufuvim, Hashem ohev tzadikim. The Malbim also dashes this backwards by saying Hashem ohev tzadikim starts there. For the chassidim, the people who love Hashem, Hashem does many toivos for them, especially Ashkacha Yaseira, the Malbim puts it, which is he zokev kufufim, he strains up those that are bent over, and explains the two reasons why you can be bent, either because you are an anav, or because you're poor. Either way, Hashem will straighten you up, take care of you, whether you're poor, or whether you're an anav, and putting yourself down for one purpose. Also, Hashem is pokeach ivrim, Hashem will give sight to the blind, which means physically, someone who can't see, Hashem will help them see. Or if someone is just blind in this inyan, in this situation, he's not seeing the situation well, he's not doesn't have the seichel, the good eitzes, Hashem open up his eyes and give him the eitzes. Pasuk Tes, Hashem shomer es geirim yasam amana yodei v'derech Hashem yadeis. Here is how Hashem gives hashkacha pratis and takes care of the people that are suffering the most, which are the geirim, the almanas, and the yisaimim. And Hashem will punish the Rasham, people who are mean to them. So that's special special shemira that Hashem has for those downtrodden people. And then Pasuk Yud, Yimloch Hashem le'olam, Elhayech Tzion le'dor v'dor halleluka. So here also, the Ma'amah makes a diyuk that we have the Shem Hashem, which is referring to, as we said, Hashgacha Klalis. And then we also have Elokayech, which is Hashgacha Pratis. There's another diyuk here. It says le'olam, which means forever, and then le'dor v'dor, which also means forever. So he explained like this. What's the difference between le'olam and dor v'dor? Le'olam is a constant, steady, no break in action. The hashgacha klalis, which is Hashem running the teva, giving us the world that never changes. Hashem is always there forever. Whereas elokayech, which is the hashgacha pratis, through nisim, through individual hashgacha, so there, that will change door to door. It's always here, but it changes based on the people, based on situations. Hashem will do the nisim based upon need. And that's his last deek here. So Hashem lo'olam, and al-kayak tzion l'dor v'dor. That Hashem, the shakha klalis, is always steady, and the shakha practice, l'dor v'dor, will always be there, but it's generation to generation based on the needs of generation. So that ends with Kuf Mem Vav, the first Haluka, where we see from the beginning how it's personal praising, recognizing Hashgacha Klalis and Hashgacha Pratis from Hashem. Don't put your trust in people, only in Hashem. Hashem takes care of us every step of the way, helping us out, especially those who love Him, a special Hashgacha for them. Those that are downtrodden get a special Shmira. And Hashem is constantly here in the Teva, always, and in the Nisim, and Hashgacha Pratis, changing it and molding it based on what we need from Dor Lidor.